This is Twit.
Facebook.
Yay.
What do you think I'm going to say? Anything good?
No. You're going to be quite objective. That's what I'll say.
Who signs your checks, Ant?
Well played, Ant. Well played.
Facebook disables accounts tied to NYU's research into political ads, saying, well, they used unauthorized means to collect data. Maybe that was what they did wrong. Maybe they, the NYU well, Ad
from
Observatory.
Facebook users, but who were those users?
Yeah. Who were they? Yeah.
Advertisers.
Oh.
So is that advertiser a user? Is it public? You know, I think that 90% of what I see says Facebook, not good. 10% yeah. says, well, there's a few issues here. I'm curious to hear Mike on this one.
But wasn't this yeah. a plug-in that the
it was voluntary.
Was using?
It was voluntary.
The volunteers who put it up, but it was also going to other people's pages.
Yeah.
And
stuff the volunteers' site had Facebook had access to.
I'm on this side. I agree with the complaints. I think the complaints are right here. But yeah. there is some, yeah. among the lawyer and people like Daphne Keller, she's saying, eh, there's a few issues.
All right, but let me defend
there's a few little issues.
All right, but let me defend the overarching benefit of this is the NYU
yes,
Ad Observatory.
Absolutely is.
And what they were trying, the purpose of this was to kind of understand how political ads propagated what dark money groups were spending.
Which is necessary research. Entirely, incredibly important, necessary research.
Yes. Yeah.
I agree.
All right.
And
now,
Facebook should just give them the data. I mean, the problem is that yes, Facebook refuses yes, to give yes. them the data. The answer is Facebook, give them the data and stop messing around.
Yep. Exactly right. Exactly right. There. That's it.
All right. Next story.
As usual, Mike does it.
Boy, that was easy.
You know, Mike.
We like to go on for a couple hours, Mike. Just I don't know how long your podcast is, but the browser extension, which again was used voluntarily by volunteers on their Facebook account, copied ads that people saw on Facebook, stored that data in a public database. It did collect usernames, links to user profiles, and information about why users see a particular ad. And that information isn't publicly available. You have to have an account on Facebook, and that's why they had to give this plugin.
And you could see examples where that kind of thing could be used for nefarious purposes, and that is the 10% that Jeff was referring to. But did you see Mozilla's response to this?
Yeah,
put
it up
on the including
on the rundown.
Yeah, go find it and pull
line
it up.
Line 24.
Because
I will. I have it. Line 24. Here we are. Why Facebook's claims about the Ad Observer are wrong. Go ahead. Anybody can talk.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, basically Mozilla is saying that they, you know, checked out the code of the extension and it is not privacy invasive.
And, oh, interesting.
And so there's, you know, they're sort of reinforcing the NYU folks.
And the reason they have a dog in this hunt is because it's an extension that runs on their browser on Firefox.
Right.
So they, as they always do before they recommend an extension, analyzed its behavior. But they did recommend it.
Right. Yes. And so it is sort of an odd situation because you can see an argument where you can, you know, picture a hypothetical scenario where there would be a similar kind of extension that also had nefarious purposes, such as, you know, a Cambridge Analytica style extension that was sucking up data to then be used to, you know, manipulate you with this information. And you could see where a company like Facebook that has been fined billions of dollars for allowing Cambridge Analytica to do what it did might have to put in place rules that say, like, hey, we won't allow this. But, you know, in this case, this is clearly not that kind of situation. And as I said at the beginning, and cut short this discussion, like Facebook
it's
should
easy
just
to fix.
Give them the data.
Yeah,
give researchers the data.
It's easy to fix. Yeah. And Mozilla does say, you know, we like to be proactive about third parties collecting data. And we made an exception in this case because it was good faith security research And so we feel like that the benefits to society outweighed the potential risks. They also said it doesn't collect personal posts, information about your friends. It does not compile a user profile on its server. So a lot of the things that you might say, well, I don't want it to do that, it doesn't do.
Right.
And what we should have is a general, we should go even beyond this. And I've said this long since. You know, in this case, it's for researchers to be able to look at the advertising, which is vital. But there should just be a general policy of all advertising, in my mind. But let's start with political advertising, where what it's targeted to. Now, well, I've said this before. The problem with saying what it's targeted to is that then you can find out if that ad came on my page, you might find out something about me as a result. So there are privacy issues there. But the ads, who places the ad, and the targeting of those ads in general purposes tied to, at least to the ad, should be transparent as a matter of policy. Yeah. And it should be not just Facebook, every media company
should be doing the same thing.
I
mean, forget getting NYU involved. Facebook should just publish it, right? I thought they were going to. Didn't they say
well,
they
have the, they, I they, had this discussion.
Some.
Some.
I was going to say they publish some data, but what the NYU people have said is it's not all of the data that they have, and it's not the data that is most useful for them as researchers to explore. So, sorry, Jeff, go ahead with.
No. And the other point is that we were trying to say they should also publicly be transparent about this to the user and about the ad. And so I had this discussion at a meeting of a lot of highly critical Facebook observers. And there was a now former Facebook person there who they trusted, who just said, yeah, but the problem is that if an ad is targeted to old men with white hair, then you can start. You can, I can't remember the exact, but you can then see that because the ad was targeted at me, you now know something about what Facebook says about me because of the targeting behind the scenes, and that makes that public. So and, there are issues of privacy around this, but they are solvable. And Mike's absolutely right. We need Facebook could end all of this by creating a policy of transparency about political advertising and making that as transparent as possible while also protecting privacy. It's possible to do it. They're not.
And there, Mike Mazick, a masterclass in how to take a two-line story and turn it into a half-hour discussion.
I'm learning. Yeah, I'm a student here.
This is our real skill, actually. Yeah. All right. It's behind
and then,
a paywall.
And then Leo. Yeah. Leo, you see, it's 45 minutes if Leo manages to piss me off. But
oh, just wait, Jeff. Just wait. I'm being nice.
Just,
you were gone for a week.
Just getting started.
Yeah. I wanted to be a little time to ease into it.